This is Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith.
As California reels from death and destruction by wildfires, I've reached Ken Berlin, president and CEO of the Climate Reality Project, as founded by Al Gore. From Washington, D.C., Ken Berlin, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
Okay. Just last August, Climate Reality featured a blog titled Climate Change and Health, Wildfires. Now millions of Californians choked on smog last week. Ken, did you think it would get this bad this fast?
No, I did not think it would get this bad this fast. But one important thing to understand about climate change is that it's happening now, it's affecting people now. And one way it's doing that is by threatening their health and safety. Wildfires are, of course, a great example. The droughts and very extreme heat are causing an increase in wildfire. We're worried about infectious diseases spreading in warmer weather. Heat itself is, of course, a major cause of health problems. There's a heat wave in India and Pakistan, for example, in 2015. It's estimated that more than 3,600 people died from that. And, of course, we're getting much, much more intense storms. So if you add it all up, we have significant problems with climate change now. We have to start addressing it now to address those problems and problems that will arise in the future.
So there is probably no better time for your annual 24 Hours of Reality broadcast. Ken, please take as long as you need to describe what that is and what you will offer viewers around the world this year.
Okay, every year for the last 8 years, the Climate Reality Project has hosted a 24-hour webcast and really cable TV program to highlight the climate crisis and its solutions. We do it by running 24 separate one-hour segments over a time period, and we feature celebrities, musicians, elected officials, and, of course, thought leaders from around the world. Last year, our broadcast reached 500,000 households and had viewers from more than 223 countries and territories. I think on the Internet, we had 2.6 million hours of viewing time. So this is a major production, and what we're doing this year, our program this year is titled 24 Hours of Reality, Protect Our Planet, Protect Ourselves. And in it, we're going to explore how the climate crisis is threatening human health worldwide. We're going to go over the issues I just spoke about in a lot of detail with segments on different countries around the world, including several segments from the United States. So it's a very exciting program. We hope people will watch it. They'll learn a lot from it. And this year we expect to reach, you know, a very, very large number of people around the world and therefore push forward our mission and something we hope everyone will be involved in, which is building public support for addressing climate change.
How do we connect with that? Do we do it through our phone, through our computer? How does it work?
Yes, there are a number of ways to really do that. One thing, we stream it live at 24hoursofreality.org. And then in various countries around the world and other places, there'll be broadcasts on cable TV networks. People will send it out over social media, ways to get on. I think we have a system where people can send out over there to their friends the link to all this. So there'll be a lot of other links. If you go to our website, 24hoursofreality.org, you'll find the links and be able to watch there.
And what if we miss part of it? Is it archived for later viewing, and is it free?
It's free to watch, absolutely, and we do archive it here at the Climate Reality Project, and we do have a lot of segments of it on our website, which is climaterealityproject.org.
In several countries, as you know, there have been growing calls for an emergency climate summit, but at the same time, voters in other places have climate deniers as leaders and reject climate-friendly initiatives. So, Ken Berlin, how can we move forward in this turbulent environment?
Well, we think the most important thing is to build the level of public support necessary to get politicians to take actions to address climate change. In the United States, for example, there's a lot of denial. The polls show that 70% of people want action on climate change. So you have to ask yourself, when 70% of the people want action on climate change, why don't we get that action? And the reason is that politicians think they can ignore the average person because there's not enough activism. They don't think enough people vote about it, not enough people are calling them, not enough people are telling them they have to do things. And so our goal as an organization is to get more activism, to get more people involved, to speak to their representatives, to go make sure they go out and vote, and to make sure they make this an issue. If we do that, even though there's a lot of denial and even though there's a lot of backward steps being taken, we still think we're getting close to the critical mass we need to get the kind of action that's going to be necessary to address this issue.
Meanwhile, doctors around the world see kids with illness made worse by heat, storms, and smog and other climate-related effects. The American Academy of Pediatrics is getting active on climate change and kids. But a lot of parents don't realize the risk to their kids. We're seeing new things as the climate shifts. What should parents be thinking about?
Well, they should be thinking about a lot of impacts of climate change on their kids. The current impacts, of course, are the health impacts we've been talking about, that climate change is creating conditions that is making life, putting the health of people in more danger. In the long run, they're going to see a world that's harder and harder to live in as climate change progresses because of the impact of storms, heat waves, fires. It's not going to be the kind of environment that I think any of us should want our kids to grow up in. So again, if I were a parent, I think about it both for today's impacts and for the impacts in the long run.
Yeah, we're talking about jobs are going to shift, the economy could be damaged, there's all sorts of things. I do worry about my grandkids in particular, what they're going to have to face now.
Yes, there's no doubt that if this keeps getting worse, I mean, what we're seeing now is very, very significant effects from climate change. When you've really had a warming of about 1 degree centigrade, a little bit over 2 degrees Fahrenheit, from historical levels before the Industrial Revolution, we are facing a 3, 4, 5 degree warming. So imagine how difficult the world's going to become to live in if we don't, in fact, address this issue. And we can't wait forever to do it. We really need to start addressing it right now. And we're going to put too much global warming gases in the atmosphere, like carbon dioxide, where we won't be able to address the issue even if we want to. So we really need to move on it now.
Have you got any tips about what celebrities might be appearing in this year's event?
Yes, we've got a terrific group of celebrities in this event. On the celebrity side, we have Kristen Bell, Bryan Cranston, Claire Danes, Jaden Smith, Callum Worthy, Bill Nye. We have musical performances by the Lumineers, Sting, Goo Goo Dolls, 5 Seconds of Summer, Moby, Jeff Goldblum, and Mildred, and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra, Portugal, The Man, Robin, and many more. So we've got a terrific group of both musical performers and celebrities. And, of course, we have a lot of really great thought leaders. We have the President of Finland, the President of Costa Rica, the First Minister of Scotland, Gina McCarthy, the former EPA Administrator, the Mayor of Mexico City, the CEO of Kaiser Permanente, and I could go on that. So, again, it's going to be a show full of exciting segments.
That is really huge. How does your team manage to move this 24-hour live broadcast from being just an American production to a truly global event?
Well, we really work very, very hard to get distribution rights on TV and, you know, really mainly cable TV stations around the world. And as a result, last year, for example, the program was broadcast into about 550 million homes around the world. And, you know, we try and reach out as much as we can in those countries to let people know about the program.
One final question, Ken. As we wrap up, is Al Gore still a climate activist?
Al Gore is incredibly active on climate change. He really is relentless in the work he does. He's constantly traveling all over the world. He speaks multiple times a week about this. We also, an organization, do three-day trainings to people to become what we call climate reality leaders. We also do that all around the world. During those 3 days, he speaks for 8 hours in each of the three-day trainings. On the 24-hour program, he does the first 10 minutes of every hour for 24 hours. So he does a different slideshow during each of those hours. So it's really a remarkable performance.
We have been talking with Ken Berlin, President and CEO of the Climate Reality Project. Don't miss their 24 hours of reality broadcast live from Los Angeles and around the world. It starts on December 3rd in America, or the 4th if you're in Australia and Asia. And it begins in the evening in North America at 9 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Pacific time. Wherever you are, you can tune in and get connected. Ken Berlin, thank you so much for joining us on Radio EcoShock.
Thank you, Alex.
I'm Alex Smith reporting.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.